dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio's Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday edition as we bring you more Big 12 football preview. Chip Brown of the Rivals Network. You know, it's like December. It automatically happens. Of the Rivals Network is going to join us in our second segment today. We're going to talk a little UNK men's basketball with co-ed coach Kevin Lofton here in just a couple of moments. Talk about what's going on at UNK with our weekly Loper Link segment, so stay with us for that. Plus, the high school basketball rankings already out. Girls today, we'll see the boys tomorrow, and basketball and wrestling and all the winter sports, some swimming gets underway this week as well. So that's just a few of the things that we will touch on the program today. A reminder that the phone lines are open, 888-455 ESPN, 888-455-3776, and the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hope you had a chance to join us on the show yesterday as we were live in Lincoln for the weekly press conference at Memorial Stadium. Had some great interviews with Ndamukong Suh, Jared Crick, Niles Paul, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, and of course we brought you the entire Bo Pelini press conference yesterday as well. So glad that you could join us. If you missed any of it or all of it and want to hear some of those great Huskers, all you have to do is go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Law.
Doug, when we get down to these championship games, everybody knows about the perks and the bonuses that go on the coaches' contracts. Did you realize that to make any bowl in Lincoln, Bo Pelini gets $100,000? Any bowl. Make it to Detroit, 100 grand. Humanitarian, 100 grand.
So that's what it's like to be rewarded for doing a good job.
Well, I'm thinking, I just don't understand. I mean, sly little trick by his guy to give an extra, and he's not one of the highest paid coaches, so maybe it was just kind of a throw him a $100,000 bone there at the end of the year.
And that's not all. There's potential more bonuses. What if he wins Saturday?
Another $100,000. But for making the Big 12 title game, $150,000. So it's already picked up a cool quarter million, which is lovely.
Kind of a weird deal that the only way you would make the Big 12 North is, of course, to make a bowl game. That'd kind of be impossible, wouldn't it?
You would think.
I guess Kansas State could have done it, but I guess it is possible. So you never know what's going to happen, and it's good to see. You always like to see a success be rewarded, and so we'll see what happens there. And again, Chip Brown from Rivals Network, covering Texas football, will be joining us coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. We always look for your phone calls and your emails as well, but as we do every Wednesday on the program, it's time to catch up with UNK Athletics and our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and the College Store, 1420 West 24th, open and has all your textbooks. Can it really be that close to thinking about the second semester at UNK? Dead week coming up. Textbooks, supplies, tons of Loper gear, so whether you're turning your books back in or getting your books back out for next semester, they've got it for you. Stop by and check them out at thecollegestore.com.
That's what I always pick mine up early so I could read over Christmas break and get a head start on things for that next semester. Really helped out a lot. Make a bunch of notes.
You were still going to school at Christmas break? I'm just asking. I don't know.
For like 9 years, I went to school. Nine years.
I didn't know, and I wasn't sure and all that. So a lot going on with UNK, but today we're going to talk a little men's basketball. They're off to a 4-2 start after last night's 64-56 win against Wayne State, and they open up conference play, men and women, at home. New Mexico Highlands Friday and Colorado State Pueblo on Saturday, and we're pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show co-head coach of the Loper men, Kevin Lofton. Coach, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. Nice win last night for you.
Yeah. The kids did okay. Our first half, it was probably our best half of basketball defensively we've played all year. Second half, we kind of struggled a little bit with their 1-3 zone, but for all in all, we were pretty happy with our kids.
Coach, take us back to the Indiana State trip when you guys made the decision to go out there. I know last night Fort Hays played Kansas State. Some teams of Division II step up and play bigger schools. What's that experience like for the kids?
It's rewarding in a lot of ways. A lot of times when you're recruiting these kids, they all want to, go Division I first. And the opportunity to go out there and play against Division I, that's a treat for them. Also, you're playing at Indiana State in Terre Haute. I mean, that's where Larry Bird played, so that's always a bonus. And, Coach McKinnon and Coach Kropp have been really good friends, and it was just a chance for us, this is the second time we've done that, and it's a long trip, but both times we've gone out there, the score hadn't been what we wanted, but I think it's rewarding for the kids to get a taste of Division I competition, see what it's like at that level, play in that type of venue, and just experience the whole thing.
Kevin, do you try and work out a deal, maybe catch a game somewhere on the way back, or it just hasn't worked out that way?
No way. We get on the bus and we drive until we get there. We play and we drive until we get back. There's no nothing like that's going on.
We got to find more funding. It's just like everything at UNK for these guys. Put them up in a nice hotel for this the start of the trip. Kevin Lofton joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess we just will bring it up since we're talking D1. Obviously, losing your leading scorer in Drake Baronic coming into the season, somewhat of a shock. How has the team been able to adjust looking for that guy that can step up and put the points on the board? It looks like it's kind of been a mixed bag through the first six games.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I think the thing that's helped us out a lot out of the gate is Josiah Parker. Last year, he came out really strong the first, I think, five or six games, but then he got hurt, and he missed 6 weeks. And anyone that misses that much time is going to be rusty coming back. Well, we looked at the stats at a certain point last year. I think it took him maybe 8 or 10 games to get himself back to anywhere near where he should be last year. Whereas this year he's come on in, he stayed healthy, and he's done a really good job for us thus far. Last night he had 7 blocks. Even though he didn't score it big, he had 7 blocks. So he's done a great job. I think Max is definitely capable of stepping up and taking on that scoring role. He struggled to this point, but I look for him and also Jeremy Cruz to step up and help in those areas. And then we got a couple freshmen that have really done us a good job. Drew Sankey out of Lincoln East has really come in, and I think he's got a little bit of Dusty Jura to him. I'm not going to say he's as good as Dusty, anywhere near as good as Dusty right now, but I'm just saying he's got a motor to him. He's active. He gets his hands on a lot of balls. He's got a level of toughness to him, and we really like him. And the other one's Akeem Morrison, a little freshman point guard from Florida. He's got a little swagger to him. He's kind of fun to watch, and he's got the ability to score, too. He played a high school game where he got 55. So,
ooh. So
hopefully he hadn't got to that. He hadn't reached that yet, but I would not, I don't look for him to get 55, but he can put the ball in the basket, and hopefully as this year goes on, he gets some confidence and figures out what it takes to play at this level. I think maybe he'll start to put in the basket a little bit more.
Well, he scored 55. Does he know how to pass?
We're working with him on that. We're working with him on that in defense. But he's a great kid, and that's the thing. I think he's the biggest thing about him is he's just a really good fit, really easy going. We haven't gone through the homesickness thing with him yet, but he's fun to be around, and he really wants to be a player. He's a gym rat, and he takes everything to heart that you tell him. So I think he'll be a good fit.
Coach, kind of following up on Josiah, and you go back to last year, you knew he was a project when he entered in. When did you think, hey, he could be a real force in Division II?
End of his sophomore year. Freshman year, if you remember back, we had Chad Berger, Dusty Jura, in that group. I'm probably missing somebody. I don't know if he played with Christine or not. But anyway, we had some post players ahead of him that he didn't have to play. He just kind of gave his spot minutes. But at his sophomore year, he basically earned a starting spot. And about halfway through the year, he started to come on. And I think the very last game he played as a sophomore, he had like 17 points in 25 minutes or something like that before he fouled out. At that point, we thought, okay, maybe. And then if you think back to last year, he had 17 down at Hayes in one of the first three games. And then he went up to Wayne State and put up 18. And I thought he had played pretty – he had a big game against Hastings last year, and he also had a big game against York last year before he went down. So I would say at the end of the sophomore year, he really kind of piqued our interest and thought maybe he could do it. And then he started off his junior year. I thought he showed that he could do it, but then he got hurt. So he's doing it again this year, and we're just hoping he stays healthy because I think night in and night out with the work that kid has put in, he has a chance to win his position and give us an advantage every night.
Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK, is joining us for our weekly Loper Link segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, a conference play gets going at home, and right off the bat, if the coaches are right, New Mexico Highlands was the preseason pick, although kind of balanced. There's about four teams up top there that are supposed to be battling for the league title, but Highlands got the nod, and they come in Friday.
They're good. I can help you with that. They're good. They have their second best player got 26 on us at their place. We beat them in a shootout last year. He's not even in the stats right now. He's not even playing, and they're still 4-1. And I think they beat someone 109-111. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 109-100 a couple nights back. So they can put points on the board in a hurry. What they have is a really good point guard. 23 points a game, and then they picked up a D1 transfer. His name is Chop Tang. Okay, so and he can play. People joke about his name, but the kid can really play. He had 44 the other night he played. So they're pretty good. I would say them and Metro are the two probably most physically talented, you know, teams in the whole deal. But you're going to have Fort Lewis. I think that's pretty solid. Heck, they went down to Northern Arizona and beat them by 10 on their home floor in an exhibition game. And Northern Arizona's in the Big Sky. So I think they're pretty good. And I'm sure there will be some others that with solid ball clubs that get better as the year goes on.
Kevin, looks like you're really spreading the minutes around. You're trying to get up and down the floor. Nobody's playing the 38, 40 minutes for you.
No, they're not, and that's something we're trying to do a little better job of this year is developing guys. We've had a short rotation the last 2 years, whereas this year we're going with 8 at this point, with maybe kicking it up to 9 if some guys get better as this thing goes along. But we're trying to, you know, Jeremy and Max, I think, averaged about 33 minutes a game last year, and we'd like to keep them in the mid to high 20s if we can. You know, obviously, if they're playing really well and we're in that kind of game, we have to stretch it out. We will. But we would like to play a few more guys than we have in the last couple of years, and hopefully that rewards us down the stretch and in years to come.
Coach, maybe that's the emphasis, but last question, we'll let you get out of here. What is the emphasis as far as in practice getting better as you head into conference? What are you still looking at?
You know what? Our three keys are always the same. We got to defend. Last night, we held Wayne to 16 points in the first half. Now, they got a young team and a new coach, and I'm sure they're trying to figure some things out, but our kids played with a sense of urgency for that first 20 minutes on the defensive end that I had not seen. And if they will do that consistency and learn to sustain that, I think we will be well on our way. The next thing, you got to rebound the ball. The nights that you're not shooting it well, you got to have guys that will go get it for you on the offensive end and give you a second chance opportunities. And I think that's where Drew Sankey can really help us out. He does that. And then you got to rebound on the defensive end, because when you're playing great defense and they throw it up there with a second or two on the shot clock, if they get the offensive rebound, everything you've done, it goes out the window. So we got to rebound the thing on both ends of the floor, and the other thing is we got to take care of the ball. We got guys that could put it in the basket, but when you're throwing it out of the gym, which we had been quite a bit early on, and we're still trying to get our kids to take a little better care of the ball. When you're not getting shots on every possession, it hurts you. So if we could just improve those three things as we go along, keep people healthy, I think we have a chance to be okay.
I had to chuckle because when neither team shot a free throw last night, I wasn't able to be at the game. but I was envisioning who might be officiating the game. No free throws at all, Coach. Either team.
We got to get it to the basket more. We're shooting jump shots. We got to get it to the basket. No, what they did a great job of, that one, they had that 1-3-1 in the second half that we had it up to 19, and just when you think, okay, we can sit down and let these guys play it out, maybe get everybody in, they threw that 1-3-1 at us, and we didn't handle it well, and that's something we gotta get better at, and that really changed the tide of the game. But before that, we wanted to establish Josiah inside, but they just did a great job of sagging and making it hard to get it to him, and we weren't attacking the basket like we should, especially when they threw that 1-3-1 at us, so we just ended up pitching up a bunch of jump shots, and it's hard to get a foul on a jump shot if you're playing against a respectable defensive team.
Kevin, great to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. I look forward to doing it again in the future, and keep it on rolling.
All right, we'll try. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach. Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK. The first homestand of the season is this weekend, New Mexico Highlands Friday, Colorado State Pueblo Saturday. In conjunction with the events, the athletic department would like to invite fans to take advantage of their 2-for-1 offer during the holiday season. A voucher can be redeemed by visiting lopers.com, click on the link provided, or by patronizing any of the Loper sponsors during the week, which include Little Caesars, Old Chicago, Runza, or The Cellar. A coupon will also be in the Thursday edition of the Kearney Hub. The special offer is good for either Friday or Saturday's doubleheaders. And Friday, Santa, he's coming to the Health and Sports Center. He'll be there between 7 and 8:30. All families and kids are welcome to share their list with Santa and enjoy Loper basketball at the same time. A photo will be taken during the visit and made available on lopers.com for a limited time. So there you go. That's what's going on. Free admission to Loper basketball with a Hilltop Mall purchase. You can receive 2 free tickets for Loper basketball with any purchase from the Hilltop Mall participating stores. So for the doubleheaders this weekend, shop Hilltop Mall or stop into any of those fine folks that we told you about, and should be a great weekend. Highlands, folks, I know it's the opening weekend of high school basketball. I know that. Kearney High will be out of town. Kearney Catholic will be out of town Friday, and you and the Storm will be out of town Friday. So hopefully if you're looking for something to do, if this wasn't already on your calendar, check out some UNK basketball coming up on Friday and, if possible, also on Saturday.
He did say beat Northern Arizona by 9 or 10 points at their place. That's, folks, Northern Arizona, you don't have to go too far back to find them in the field of 64. So this is a real quality opponent coming in, and UNK has always been one of the places the RMAC teams have not liked to go into, and they've had a great record here. Hopefully they can knock one off on Friday night.
Loper women also hoping to get some wins, and Coach Carol Russell today announced the names of 5 high school seniors who will suit up for the Lopers next season. They are Nicole Arp out of Kearney High and Sarah Hicks from Broomfield. Also coming in is Ashley Hermanson of Monroe, Wisconsin, Kirsten Lips of Algona, Iowa, and another Nebraskan out of a Tri-County High School, Shelby Zimmerman, coming in for UNK. And our Loper Link this week brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic. It's so real the coach might put you in. Check out their huge selection of Loper gear and go to thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, where they offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, football, Chip Brown. He's been covering the Big 12 a long time. Rivals Network now for Texas. We'll catch up with him after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with Charter West National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at Charter West National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charter West National Bank.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use 3 independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated. Extreme weather can cause delays and closings. When it does, click on ESPNSuperstation.com and look for the Fidelity Heating and Air weather threat icon. Click it for a full listing of delays and closings anytime and update it all the time. Even when the weather stops you, nothing can stop a train.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with a slight chance of some flurries early. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay pretty steady up near 30 degrees with northwest winds 10 to 20. Then we'll drop back in the mid-teens for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are home tonight. They take on Middle Lutheran at 6-8, and the Hastings College men's soccer team eliminated from the NAIA National Tournament. Penalty kicks.
Oh!
1-1, went through the overtimes, no score, and got beaten penalty kicks 5-4.
Hair pulling?
No, not even. I don't even think there was any jersey removing in this one. It's a big day, though. It's a big day here. Not for the Doug and Daddy Show, but a big day for Daddy, because today is December 2nd, and John wants to know if you're ready to ref some basketball.
John, I'm going to be honest, we're going to have to be about 1 o'clock today. It's go time.
It's go time. You're opening refereeing. I saw you while we were at state football. I was wondering why you were getting up so early in the morning, or you know, whatever the deal was, out working out, running in the pool.
Stadium steps.
Stadium, you know, wherever you were, and you know, you were rolling in late, and I just wondered, you know, you had a morning workout and a night workout. I didn't know.
Yeah, we're ready to go and looking forward to it. I don't know who Hildreth's playing today, but we're really fired up for it.
Well, Wilcox Hildreth is probably playing some.
Yeah, it's at Hildreth, so I've been with Hildreth.
Here we go. This is for immediate release, the Dent Popper inbox. I have let my university down, and I regret that with all of my heart. I have not been true to my values, and Notre Dame deserves more. I am far short of perfect, and apparently my genius offensive schemes were not so genius. I took some advice from a friend and thought that my offense could take what it wanted, not what the defense would give us. I am dealing with this utter failure behind closed doors with my family. Those feelings should be shared by all of Golden Dome Nation. Sincerely, Charlie Weiss. Thanks, Greg and Hastings.
Who's going to be the coach? Can you get that deal going in the right direction, Doug?
Obviously, he's referring to Tiger Woods' statement today. So, and the jokes are coming out all over the place. In fact, they're actually rolling in from Grand Island. They're rolling in from Omaha. They're rolling in from all kinds of places. This one from listening on the stream, Mike in Omaha says, I pulled out of my driveway today. Finally, I can say I outdrove Tiger Woods. Oh, there you go. That one's for you.
What?
That's for you. And here's another one for you. This doesn't have anything to do with Tiger, but it's been 6 years since then Nebraska athletic director Steve Peterson fired coach Frank Solich because he refused to let the program gravitate into mediocrity. It'll be interesting to see which happens first. The Huskers' first Big 12 title in a decade when they get their chance Saturday against Texas. Or Solich's first MAC championship with Ohio when they meet Central Michigan on Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a challenge because Central Michigan's got a quarterback and throws it all over the yard. See if Frank can slow him down. But why would this girl, at least, why would she want to do this, come out?
Well, how come it took backing into a tree to find all this out? How did this just all of a sudden happen? If he doesn't run into a fire hydrant, does anybody know about this? And boy, for the big statement that came out this morning, I was a little surprised. I mean, obviously, all these rumors are true, and I guess that just gives more, unfortunately, fodder for TMZ and the National Enquirer and Us Weekly and all these you know, totally, I get, you know, Inquirer, you know, 90% of what's in there, you're going, yeah, sure, that UFO landed in Bertrand and dropped off Daddy. But outside of that, you know, what else is there?
Well, I mean, yeah, it could have nailed a Martian. I at least she went to U.S. Weekly and not the Inquirer Star. Real classy chick. Real classy, Jamie.
So you want to hang out with a little something a little more classy, and whether you want to watch Tiger Woods, of course they have a marathon, I think, of him on the Golf Channel, or the Bobby Bowden channel last night showing him, you know, defeating Nebraska with the help, of course, of 1994 of all the horrible officiating, as we continue to say here in Huskerland. And if you want to watch that or any of the NFL and college action, including the Big 12 Championship, all you have to do is check out the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney and Grand Island, where they have wall-to-wall high-definition televisions, the best place to watch sports in town because there's not a bad seat in the house. They're open 7 days a week with lunch specials every day. Why is that? As far as I know, you're probably hungry every day of the week. You got to eat, so why wouldn't you go to the Chicken Coop where you can catch all the games and Monday Night Football with their $2 you call it? Whether you want just an appetizer like the Chislicks or boneless wings or their flavored wings, over 12 different sauces to choose from. Maybe you want a pizza, ribs, salad. It's all there for you. Great burgers as well. The Chicken Coop, open 7 days a week, lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Right now, we're going to talk a little Big 12 Championship football. We are joined right now by Chip Brown, OrangeBloods.com, has a radio show in Austin, Texas on 104.9 The Horn. Called The Bottom Line. Chip Brown joins us right now. Chip, how are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Well, we're trying to figure out you know, a little bit of this Tiger deal, but we're more interested in football. Nebraska, Texas. We've heard the opening week fodder, Chip. Let's hear it from you. Give us your Wednesday thoughts on to Saturday night's game.
Well, I think I've found a way to connect Tiger Woods to Texas and Nebraska in the Big 12 title game. Tiger Woods drives his car about as well as Ndamukong Suh and Sergio Kendall. How's that?
They've all had trouble. Wow. They've all had trouble, haven't they?
You know, Sergio Kendall got up close and personal with an apartment complex this summer. Ndamukong Suh trying to, you know, avoid that dog or cat or possum or whatever. Did we ever figure out what it was?
A shadow is what I'm going with, Chip. I'm going to go with a shadow.
Because that was some swerve. I guess what, three cars went down in that deal.
Yeah. Usually I stop after the first one, and I've been pretty liquored before, Chip.
It's no problem. I like to connect the dots there, though. Colt McCoy against Ndamukong Suh. Will they meet on the field Saturday night? Do you think Suh will ever get to McCoy?
You know what? I think so. I have visions of Ndamukong Suh throwing around Chris Hall and getting to know Colt McCoy very well. In fact, you know, this is one of those games where if you're a Texas fan, you're hoping that if Suh gets him, it's not one of those BYU land on the shoulder type of hits. Because Suh is unbelievable. So is Jared Crick. I mean, Jared Crick, what, 9 sacks, Suh with 6.5. I think this is a matchup that Nebraska absolutely wins. So Colt McCoy is going to have to, you know, his Heisman chances are going to come down to this game, and he's going to have to play like a Heisman finalist to get away from Suh and Crick and that Nebraska front. I think this is a legitimate test for Texas and for Colt McCoy to prove that he's Heisman worthy.
Well, Chip, following up, just some of the folks we were talking with earlier this week, kind of thought Texas was very good offensively with a lot of short passes, and if Colt can three-step drop and dump it off in a second and not even give Suh a chance to get in there, that could be the route. Do you agree with that?
Well, I do, but Texas will not go that way. I mean, what they learned against Oklahoma is they have to run the football, and it may be misdirection, it may be some, you know, some of those end arounds that they used on Oklahoma early in the game. They will use a ton of zone read, you know, a lot of their counter stuff to try and get Suh going in one direction, and then, you know, have the running back cut back. But you know, this is going to be a great chess match. They have to run it. They can't just sit back there and throw it, or they'll probably have a result similar to that 99 Big 12 title game when Nebraska just clobbered Major Applewhite down in San Antonio. So I think Texas will try and run it, and then we'll see. We'll see if Colt McCoy can buy some time. Maybe they do some things they haven't done all year, like slide protection and roll Colt McCoy out more. But he is, I will say this about Colt McCoy. They did not run him the first five games of the year. It was a huge mistake. I was very openly critical of the coaches for doing that because it's a huge part of who Colt McCoy is as a quarterback. I think it really caused the whole offense to bog down. They were lucky to survive the Oklahoma game. But since they put his legs back in the offense, and they were trying to protect him from taking hits in the earlier part of the year, but since he's been a runner, he's been really good. And this offense has been unbelievable. They had to score all the points that they did in the game against A&M last Thursday night, and Colt McCoy probably climbed back into the Heisman race as a result of it.
Chip, for all the athletes that Texas has and go down to any position, where are they at running back?
You know what, this guy, Trey Newton, guys, I have been talking, you know, not to sound silly, but I actually am lucky enough to work with Dan Neal, who's a former All-American offensive lineman for the Longhorns on our radio station, 104.9 The Horn. And Dan just kept saying, that's a guy that absolutely can play and needs to be on the field because he finishes runs, he sets up his blocks, he's patient. I don't think he's going to give this job back, guys. I think Trey Newton is going to be the running back at Texas for the next 3 years. You know, everyone knows now that he's Nate Newton's son, but his body is more like his mom, Dorothy, who was a volleyball player, very accomplished volleyball player growing up. So, you know, Trey he's one of these conscientious guys. He came from that incredible South Lake Carroll program that produced Chase Daniel and Greg McElroy, now the quarterback at Alabama. You know, Newton has had to do all the detail, all the nitty-gritty. In fact, Nate Newton said, listen, anyone can run it as a running back, but can you pick up the blitz? Can you catch the football? Can you do all the assignment things that are going to get your coaches to put you on the field? So he's a guy who's really paid attention to those things, and it's gotten him on the field as a freshman, and he's been their best finisher. He moves the pile, and he can make a guy miss. He's got actually deceptive speed as well.
Chip Brown, host of The Bottom Line on 104.9 The Horn in Austin, Texas, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chip, the question everyone wants to know around here, and just being out and about earlier today, I've got it twice already today. How is Nebraska going to score? Your thoughts?
Yeah, this to me is the one I can't figure out. It's probably going to have to be defensively or special teams. You know, the thing that I looked at in that Nebraska-Oklahoma game is that they had an interception returned to the one-yard line that they cashed in for a touchdown, and then they had another interception that set up the field goal, and those were only Nebraska's only points in that game. I think it will be very similar. I mean, I think they have to get to Colt McCoy. They got to shake him up. They got to strip the ball from whoever's got it. They need to set up some short fields and then, you know, try and punch it in either with a field goal or a touchdown and keep this thing like the Oklahoma game. I just, the Texas offense has come so far since that Oklahoma game. I mean, in that game, they changed their entire offense, which again was, you know, a near death experience for Texas. They were not prepared for what they did in that game offensively, as much as they probably thought they were. But since that game, Malcolm Williams, big guy, looks like Terrell Owens, number nine, wide receiver, has emerged as an incredible deep threat. He's had back-to-back 100-yard receiving games. And a guy named James Kirkendall, number 11, who's, you know, they were playing him inside. He wasn't as effective. He's not as physical as a guy like Jordan Shipley or as good on the option route. So they moved him back outside, and he's really good with that sort of, you know, backside man coverage, and he's helped out a lot, and it's made it a lot harder to double team Jordan Shipley, who may be the best receiver in the country. So I just think that Texas will score. I it may not be more than 21-24 points, but I'm not sure that Nebraska can get to 24 points without a lot of help from their defense.
That's, and we talked about it yesterday on the show. That's where a lot of these Nebraska-Texas matchups have been lately, right? In that 24-20 and 3 points either side of that in the matchups a lot lately. Texas keeps winning them, but Nebraska keeps staying in the game, it seems like. Do you think they can stay in the game Saturday?
Oh, I do. I absolutely do. Listen, the Texas offensive line was not good through the first five games of the year. Now, they get a lot of help from Colt McCoy running the football. As you guys know, that zone read freezes the defense because you've got the running back going one way, the quarterback going the other. They can't just load up between the tackles. And I think as people saw, now this may be more of an indictment against the Texas A&M defense, but Colt McCoy running away from defensive backs for that 65-yard touchdown run, you know, his speed is legit. At worst, it's 4.5. And so, you know, it freezes the defense a little bit, at least that backside linebacker or a safety. So, you know, they've got a shot. I do think it's going to be low scoring, though. I don't see Texas just dropping back and winging it, you know, for deep passes like they've been able to do, because that Texas offensive line has been manhandled at times.
Will Shipley be granted a ninth year of eligibility somehow?
They are trying right now, Daddy. Hoping that they can find something that will give him a ninth year.
Is this the best team in the nation, Chip?
You know what? I think so right now. I do. I know the defense took a little bit of a hit from A&M, but Gerard Johnson was just red hot in that game. I think anyone who watched it saw he was feathering passes into tight coverage, and A&M's got good skill, probably as much as anyone right now in the conference, with Dez Bryant out and Jermaine Gresham out and Sam Bradford out, all that. But you know what? Their offense has taken off, and the defense, this is what I'm most interested to see. You know, Nebraska's going to pound the rock, and Texas is number one in rush defense. They call it the Legion of Boom, because Will Muschamp earned the nickname Coach Boom by getting caught saying boom MF-er on ESPN when he was at Auburn against Arkansas. But in fact, they even have t-shirts, legionofboomshirts.com. It's taken off. But, you know, that defense has really, lived up to the billing this year. And I'm going to be interested to see, I guess it'll be the boom shirts versus the black shirts. How does that Texas run defense hold up against that experienced offensive line from Nebraska? Roy Helu, Rex Burkhead, those guys, you know, that's the Nebraska offense, and the Texas defense is pretty good stopping the run.
Real great. Real great, Chip. That gives us give me a whole lot of confidence that last minute and a half with you.
It's all over, baby.
Chip, as always, you're the best. We appreciate the time you always give us. Enjoy the rest of the week and enjoy the game on Saturday night.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Chip. Chip Brown joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Man, see, I think the last comment pretty much tells you both teams have outstanding defenses, and Texas's offense way better than Nebraska's.
You gotta think so.
And even though Nebraska has a decent running game, if you're going up against not just the best run defense in the conference, the best rush defense in the country, they give up less than 62 yards per game on the ground.
Doug, we only racked up 217 versus Colorado. Well, Colorado, with any kind of offense at all, should have been 360. 380.
Don't forget, just before kickoff, they'll be wrapping up the Kearney High Wrestling invite on Saturday, which you'll be able to hear the finals, as always, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, with the finals scheduled to start at approximately 5 o'clock. Mike Fleshman will join yours truly with the coverage on Saturday. It's also available on the web, kkpr.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. You can find the links. And when we're talking wrestling, we're also talking about Kearney Mat Cat Wrestling. It's time to get signed up, Daddy, for the Kearney Mat Cats. There's a few Texas fans, I understand, that have something to do with Kearney Mat Cats. Maybe you should get signed up.
You think they got those t-shirts?
They probably could.
The Legion of Boom.
It's a decade of excellence, and registration forms are available online at Kearney Mat Cat Wrestling.com. www.kearneymatcatwrestling.com. Register now through December 7th. If it's after December 7th, there's a $10 late fee. Have help with your registration and avoid the late fee at everything that is going on with their wrestling camp and getting things rolling along. So for more information, you can email kearneymatcats gmail.com or contact Albert Rodriguez, 237-5160, 237-5160. Get your youngsters involved with Kearney Matt Katz. Oh, five of the last seven Kearney High State wrestling champions started out as Matt Katz. In the last 3 years, 26 out of the 41 wrestling qualifiers started out as Matt Katz. But whatever the situation is, get off to a great start. It's Kearney's Premier Youth Wrestling Association. Join the winning tradition and get signed up today. Registration forms available at KearneyMattKatWrestling.com. We're back with more after this.
Town, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When I came up with the idea, it was almost complete. The treats truck. Oh, that would just be the best thing in the world.
It's impossible not to root for Kim Ema, owner of the Treats Truck. She serves up tasty cookies and cupcakes to the people of New York City.
We make all kinds of really homey, fun, old-fashioned treats. I think these days there are so many big companies and chains and franchises that when someone sees a small business, they really want it to succeed.
But Kim couldn't do it alone.
Managing cash flow is really important to my business because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up and I need to purchase a large amount of chocolate. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with a slight chance of some flurries early. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay pretty steady of near 30 degrees with northwest winds 10 to 20. Then we'll drop back in the mid-teens for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 32.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just as voted yesterday by the Big 12, Texas quarterback Colt McCoy and Nebraska defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh, the offensive and defensive players of the year by the Associated Press. So no surprise there.
Doug, we have a new sponsor on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Woo! Always like new sponsor.
New store downtown, been there about, I believe, 2 years now. Look What's Cooking. It's a kitchen accessory store.
In Kearney.
In Kearney, open up for you. They've got all the stone specialty cookware you could eat. All clad cookware guaranteed for life. Sets, all sizes of pan. go off the gadget wall. Spoons, spatulas, grilling supplies, thermometers, onion savers, linens, washcloth, dishcloth, aprons. They've got it all, different things. Want a butcher block? Look What's Cooking's got it. When you talk Look What's Cooking, it's not a restaurant, people. Although, they do offer cooking classes. 308-234-5544. Prime Rib Primer. Make an incredible Christmas dinner easy. That's going on Thursday, December 10th, 6 to 9 p.m. Call Look What's Cooking today. Marble rolling pins. Maybe that's what Ellen went after Tiger with. Stainless steel ball bearings in your rolling pin. You kidding me? You kidding me? Look What's Cooking. Your kitchen accessory store. Garlic roasters, garlic peels, glass serving platters, cheese slicers, cheese graters. They've got all your cooking accessories.
Christmas
check them
parties,
out.
Christmas time. Why not, folks? It's Christmas.
They got the blonde spoon rest as well.
Where are they located at?
It says Place Spoon here. They're right between Hoover's Jewelers and Brown's Shoe Fit, downtown Kearney Center. Look What's Cooking.
On the bricks, people. On the bricks. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. What were you trying to tell me during the break about our Husker-Texas Longhorn football game?
All I was saying is I hope it's close and down in the late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter, where I'm hoping somebody can make a play and let somebody on defense, I mean somebody up front gets a rush, does something, and we get an opportunity. We get an opportunity.
For Zach Lee to step up and lead us to victory, huh?
That isn't going to happen. That's why I'm saying our defense is going to do it. If we're going to have a chance to stick around this game.
I want to know how many little kids were crushed last night by President Obama. He's already got a lot of the adults mad at him, and then last night he came on and preempted Charlie Brown Christmas. Are you serious? Are you serious? If you got kids or nieces or nephews, crushed! Crushed!
Doug was actually on this Charlie Brown Christmas. His nephew and niece both talking about it a lot. Well, the nephew more than the niece, because the niece still pretty small, doesn't talk a whole lot, but coaster all over the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Fired up. Fired up for Thanksgiving. Fired up for Great Pumpkin. He's going to kick that ball to the moon.
I'm more of a bigger fan of the Grinch.
Shocker.
Because I like to brighten people's day and have their hearts grow three sizes in a day, like yours could do some days.
You like the Grinch and Lucy pulling away the football. That's what you like. That's all you like. You hate Danny Woodhead.
No,
you don't like Danny Woodhead. You rooted for the Russians in 1980.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Maurice Purifier see in action? Danny Woodhead see in action?
Woodhead actually played in the game against Carolina on Sunday. A couple of catches for 23 yards. Had one carry for 4 yards, but he was in there. He was in there. And so Danny Woodhead getting some PT. Hey, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. For most fantasy leagues that go head-to-head, this is the final week of the regular season, and then you're looking ahead to the playoffs. You want to make sure that you've got the right matchups heading into the playoffs, and so we'll be talking with Joe about that tomorrow. Also, Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network is going to join us to talk about the Nebraska men, who should be 5-1 after they play Texas Pan American tonight, and then they head to Creighton for that always interesting matchup coming up on Sunday. They're fresh off the win at Southern California, so there you go. And a shout out to our friend Johnny, Southern California fan. So sorry about that. Beat down by the Huskers on Saturday. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
For over 80 years, USAA has served the financial needs of our soldiers, veterans, and their families. No matter where you are, you can handle your finances anytime with our secure online banking. From free ATMs nationwide to mortgages and cash bonuses when buying and selling your home through USAA's real estate program, USAA Bank provides a full financial suite of banking services. And if you qualify, you can even deposit a check using an iPhone or computer scanner. You've given a lot for your country. Making it convenient to manage your finances is the least we can do for you. If you have ever honorably served, let us serve you. Start by opening a free checking account today. Visit USAA.com. USAA does not charge a fee for the first 10 ATM withdrawals and refunds up to $15 in other banks' ATM usage fees each month. Eligibility restrictions apply. Real estate program provided by USAA Relocation Services Incorporated and is not available in all states. iPhone is a trademark of Apple Incorporated. Bank products provided by USAA Federal Savings Bank and Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with a slight chance of some flurries early. Otherwise, look for temperatures to stay pretty steady up near 30 degrees with northwest winds 10 to 20. Then we'll drop back in the mid-teens for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 32.
Brian Kelly says he's staying in Cincinnati. We'll see.
They haven't told him what he would make make that move.
They fired Charlie Weiss, and supposedly, I got to think they've got somebody. Whether it's Stoops or not, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know.
I do know.
Maybe they should hire Dynagro so they could be a winner.
Well, I do know about the 2009 yield results, and Dynagro would like to thank all their customers, Plot Cooperators, and Dynagro dealers for making this year's yield report possible. Thanks for all your hard work throughout a very unusual and successful growing season. Dynagro Seed is a new brand in most areas, and we offer you choice. Dynagro, we utilize our knowledge and our independence to access a wider selection of genetics and traits to match your needs for the customers throughout each local growing area. That's right. They break it down to your local growing area. Our total protection package includes the most advanced implant seed applied technology. Take a good look at Dynagro's dependable line, Genuity Smart Stacks, VT3 hybrids, Roundup Ready 2 hybrids, Herculex hybrids, GT3000 AgriSure hybrids, and leading conventional brands. Dynagro, 1-800-652-9298. Check them out for precision placement today.
Want to run through some of the other sports headlines or sports stories. The final report on Tiger Woods' car accident outside his home in Florida shows he caused $3,200 in damage to property other than his SUV. Evidently, the fire hydrant is worth $3,000 and the tree $200. Sure. That's what it says right here. Did you see? Seriously, if I hear FHP one more time, I'm going to FHP. Because here's the deal. How geeky did the Florida cops look yesterday?
Oh.
Get up there and just do it. Oh, we got to have our hat the right way, and we've got to do this, we got to do that, we send up this, we send... And make a... I mean, they made a big deal out of a $164 citation. They made a press conference when they didn't need to have a press conference again. It was a joke. I mean, seriously, it looked like an SNL skit.
Well, it looked like the...
And I'm going to tell you what, if a couple of those are protecting and serving down in Florida, I think... Ooh.
Very handsome. Very handsome women.
Wow. Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson announced 11 high school seniors that have signed national letters of intent, two from Nebraska, Logan Ehlers from Nebraska City, and Mike Pritchard from Omaha Creighton Prep. The Nebraska volleyball matches, as they always are, will be televised by Nebraska Educational Television against Coastal Carolina Friday, and hopefully they win that and move on Saturday, and they'll play either Northern Iowa or Washington State in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Nebraska volleyball has also picked up an oral commitment for the 2011 season from 6'3" outside hitter Taylor Simpson out of Colorado Springs. That's not bad. Also, if you still want to go to the volleyball match, there's tickets are sold out, but in the case that any of the teams return tickets that aren't coming in, and probably a good chance Coastal Carolina might turn back 100 or so, they go on sale tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Go to Huskers.com for more information. And then tomorrow morning, the number 800-8 Big Red. We've told you about the basketball. Hastings is home tonight against Midland Lutheran. Huskers are home tonight against Texas Pan American. The Hastings women are up one spot to number 3 in the country at 9-2. Northwestern out of their conference, the new number 1. Previous number 1, Morningside, falls all the way to 15th. This is the first poll of the regular season. That's off to a 7-4 start. Hastings is 9-2. And according to the poll, they have already played the number 2, the number 7, and the number 8 teams in the country and are 9-2. Davenport, Michigan, College of the Ozarks from Missouri, and Black Hills State from South Dakota.
Unbelievable.
Told
you about the season.
Hastings soccer lost in the penalty kicks. And preseason high school basketball. Omaha World Herald, Kearney High, girls. This is girls, boys out tomorrow. Bellevue West, number 1. They play Hastings St. Cecilia this year? Huh? But anyway, Kearney is number 8 in Class B. Seward is number 1. And Holdridge is 8th, Lexington 10th. Wahoo Newman is number 1 in C1. And Kearney Catholic is placed 2nd. Hastings St. Cecilia 9th. In the Omaha World Herald C2 rankings, David City Aquinas number 1. Sutton 2nd. Cambridge 4th in D1. Humphrey number 1. Silver Lake number 2. Silver Lake's actually number 1 in the Lincoln Journal Star. Exeter Milligan's 3rd. Wilcox Hildreth is 6th. And in D2, Chambers is number 1. Pleasanton is 4th. Greeley Wabak is 8th off their volleyball championship. And Lawrence Nelson is 9th. Grand Island girls are ranked 6th in the Lincoln Journal Star Class A rankings. There's a lot of different movement and in and out. Kearney Catholic's only 6th in C1 in Lincoln Journal Star. Centura is ranked 9th, Gothenburg 8th, St. Cecilia 10th. So Blue Hill is 10th in C2 in the Lincoln Journal Star. So those are a few of the teams that maybe crossed over a little bit different there.
Doug, quick note on the Nebraska volleyball recruit. She is a junior, so this is still a year away. Don't expect her to be showing up on the radar again soon. But
class of 2011.
Right.
And by the way, I know it's Wednesday, but Monday was loaded. Yesterday, we were in Lincoln. I still got to give a shout out to. I don't get to see it every week. I don't see him as much as I want to. Probably should get on the computer and look a little bit more. Kenny Mayne still has it, people. Kenny Mayne still has it. Training Susie Culver to try and run down Tom Brady, which wasn't a factor after his despicable performance on Monday night. But funny. Just funny. Susie Culver. One of the best. Tyson Gay coming in, second fastest man in the world.
What does he know? He's not even the fastest man in the world.
Just so great. We want to thank Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK, for joining us on the show today. And also Chip Brown of the Rivals Network in Texas. Tomorrow, Andy Markowski to talk a little Husker basketball. And Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, Senator Brass, ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.